Karma and Grace by Swami Brahma Yogeshwar. How can the concepts of grace and karma exist together? This is shown in a letter that the late Swami Brahma Yogeshwar wrote to one of his disciples just before leaving this life. The disciple has kindly passed it on to us for publication. You must understand that this human body has been vouchsafed to us as an expression of God's unmotivated grace. It is in this body and this body alone that we can understand the inwardness of His grace and become an object of supreme love to God. Life is ebbing every moment, and it is impossible to obtain such an opportunity again. The time that has already passed will not return to us. This valuable human life should not be idled away or wasted in enjoyment of worldly pleasures, in hugging shadows and clasping illusions, and indulging in forbidden pursuits. General benefit from divine grace is shed on all uniformly, but he who becomes a special object of this grace can derive benefit from it in a special degree. The light and rays of the sun are equally available to all, so that all derive equal benefit in a general way. But the rays falling on a lens are focused by it and can cause fire. Similarly, he who possesses a heart as pure and transparent as a lens is able to derive special benefit from the divine grace. As you know, there are three types of human karma: Sanchita, the accumulated actions of the past which have yet to bear fruit; Prarabdha, those which have already begun to bear fruit and are to do so in this lifetime; and Kriyamana, Agama, new karma which is being made now and added to the store of Sanchita. All three are closely connected with the divine grace which has been responsible for our past meritorious actions, and the divine dispensation by which such actions are rewarded with enjoyments in the present life also operates for the good of creatures and is inspired by God's mercy. Virtuous actions in the present life are also to be ascribed to God's grace. It is His grace which guides us along the path of virtue. This divine grace is eternally associated with every form of human karma. The divine dispensation which regulates enjoyment and suffering according to virtuous and sinful deeds committed in the past is also inspired by grace. Moreover, the divine law by which the accumulated sins of innumerable births are expiated by even a little japa, meditation and association with holy men shows the infinite grace of God. Man should learn to see the operation of His grace in all circumstances, favorable or unfavorable. That is to say, in the possession or loss of objects of worldly enjoyment, such as wife, children, wealth and home, in good or ill health, in adversity and sorrow, as well as in prosperity and abundance. When there is an abundance of objects of enjoyment, one should consider that God has allowed them as a reward for past meritorious acts in order to enable one to minister to the needs of others, to perform more virtuous acts, and to develop love of God. When objects of enjoyment are lost, one should consider that they were hindrances in the path of devotion in so far as we develop attachment to them. That is why the supremely merciful Lord has removed them in order to draw us closer to Him in an act of grace. Similarly, when the body is in sound health, one should cultivate the feeling that this is in order that one may serve all creatures. Seeing the presence of God in them and realizing His all-pervasiveness, and in order that one may practice bhajan and meditation on God. When the body is in the grip of disease, the feeling should be cultivated that the affliction has been sent by God out of compassion in order to enable one to work off one's past sins and guard against committing new ones, to help one cultivate an attitude of dispassion and indifference towards the body, to teach one how to make capital out of physical ailments by treating them as austerities and reaping the fruit thereof, and finally to remind one constantly of God. In this way, one should learn to see the operation of divine grace through every incident at all times and under all circumstances. The glory of grace is infinite. Man can secure as much advantage from it as he likes, but so long as its truth and secret is not understood, it operates only in a general way. Therefore, take refuge in God or Ramana and pray daily as follows. O Lord, sustainer of the universe, gracious protector of the distressed, ocean of mercy, knower of the heart, savior of the fallen, almighty Lord, friend of the poor, O Lord Ramana, Narayana, Hari, Arunachala, have pity on me. O reader of man's heart and mind, thou art famous throughout the world as an ocean of mercy. Therefore, it is right for thee to show compassion on me, O Ramana. As requested, I enclose herewith prasadam of Lord Vishwanath Annapurni. May God bless you. I am nearing the goal by His vision and grace. Only a few more breaths remain to draw before I cast off this physical sheet. I am quite happy and comfortable by His grace. Sourced from The Mountain Path, Volume 4, Number 2.